Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know and probably let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fire, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word.
I
know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder I will over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more.
Testing, 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 testing. Oh, yeah, we here, we here. Good evening. Hold on one second. I just ran. I had everything set up, and I had a visitor at the door. So give me one second. Let me get stuff right here. One second. We got a good show tonight. Okay, let me take off that. Oh, testing, testing. All right, we here, we good. How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Friday, January 12th, I believe. We got another good show in store for you. Last week was my first week back after 4 weeks. And it was kind of different. The show was kind of different. I was telling everybody about a situation that I ran into. I never knew in a million years that we would wind up talking almost 3 hours about it. But we did. And I think it was good. It was good for Reddy. It was good to talk about something different and get people point of views on different, you know, different situations, because in life situations, you never know what you're going to get thrown or tossed into. You never know. No matter how quiet your life is or how private or whatever, or how you live, you never know when you might just get into a sticky situation. And I've been in quite a few sticky situations. Turned out nice. But anyway, this is another week, another show. And I'm back again. And I'm pretty happy to be here tonight. I got a guest coming through at 8:30. And I always like when we got a guest come through. That's when I have my best times on my show. I see the people coming in now. Thank you for coming in early. I always got to thank the people that's online, because the people that's online, you know, they're my hidden secrets. You know, they don't want their numbers to be known. They want to listen online, and that's cool. And I always say that. But the people who call and press one to go live and be a part of the show, I really appreciate that, because it's nothing better when I can get up here and I could talk and people want to come in and participate and, you know, and give their point of views. Because believe it or not, everybody in the world got a story. I know I wrote I don't even remember. So I think I wrote 9 books and 13 movies or 17 movies. I can't even remember. But each and every one of you listening could write your own autobiography, your own life story, because you've been through things in life. You've been through things in life that no other people, they might have been through it, but they haven't been through the exact situation that you've been through. So everybody got a story to tell. A lot of people tell me, Jay Sean, tell stories. Tell more stories of your life. We love to hear when you tell stories of your life. And I'll be like, yo, my stories be too real. Too real. I mean, like last week, when I told everybody about the story of somebody pulling a gun on me. I mean, my life situations are so real and true, but yours might be too. If I don't know if everybody is aware, but we don't have the Sunday show anymore. We've been Dollar Dash, been stopped. And my sister recently came to conclusion she going to take a break from the podcast too. So I'm all by my lonesome. And I'm thinking about doing a show every day. Just something, you know, and just come on every day and just talk. Could do it. So I'm glad everybody is in. Everybody that's on the line. I see people come on and then they hang up and then they come back and then they hang up and then they come back on the line. Whatever you do, that's what you do. Like I said, I got a guest coming on at 8:30. But before the guest coming on, people beg, they like, Jay Sean, tell us a story. Just tell us a story. Okay, I got to hit somebody up for the show. If you're having trouble calling the show, just let me know and I'll call you from the studio phone. You know, if you're ever having trouble calling in, I'll call you from the studio phone. Pardon me, I'm calling somebody into the show. Okay. Can everybody hear the show? If you can't hear the show, just text me. Let me know, and we'll work it out. So back to what I said. I said, I think I'll tell everybody I got a guest coming through at 8:30. But in the meantime, people want me to. They like, Jay, when the show. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I gotta hit somebody else back for the show. See, I gotta do something about this because a lot of people, they can't get through.
Yep.
Either they can't get through or, okay, I got you. Either they can't get through or it's trying to charge them or whatever, but I'll call you if it's a problem. So anyway, people, everybody tell me, Jay Sean, tell us some more stories. Tell us some more stories. So let me tell a quick story of my life because I got to give the listeners what they want. People on the line, if you want to participate, press 1 tonight. You know what I mean? Just even when my guests come on, you know, press 1. You know, make them feel welcome. But in the meantime, let me tell a quick story. Factual. I'll tell 2 stories. I'll tell 1. Let me see which one I should tell first. One is funny and one is sad. What y'all want to hear first? That funny one or the sad one? Somebody text me and tell me. I'm sipping on my Tito's. I got a bunch of stuff. I got some hot wings too, with some blue cheese, blue ranch. Knowing my life, let me tell you this story first. Everybody know my history. Everybody know I wrote books. Everybody know I was a pimp once upon a time. It seemed like ages. But many years ago, I met this girl. I don't want to lie because I can't really remember where I met her at. I even still got a picture of her somewhere here. I met this girl. She was brown skinned. She had short hair, slim, maybe 5'5", 5'6", maybe 130 pounds. Nice, slim. Peace. She was very pretty. So I met her, you know, and instantly, back then when I met people, when I looked at them, when the average person looked at her, or the average man looked at a female, they saw ass. When I looked at a woman back then, I saw cash. So anyway, I started talking to her, and let's call her Yana. Because her name starts with a Y, but I can't remember. I start talking to her, you know, and I'm telling her what I do. And telling her what my lifestyle is. And you know, I'm building up all the air castles, you know, the stuff that tell girls and, you know, about you can have a house and a bank account and your own car and whatever. She came to my house, and we start kicking it, and everything was going good. She went out to work that night, came home the same night I met her. Well, let me back up a little bit. She was already in the lifestyle. It wasn't like she was a college kid or a preacher's daughter or praise dancer. She was already in the life. She just she was a renegade, an outlaw. And when I say renegade, an outlaw, that's a female who don't have a pimp. She's out here doing it on her own. So she was a renegade, and I, you know, and I start talking to her, and, you know, and I'm telling her, we talking. So she, you know, she chose me. Everybody should know what that means. So she came, she went to work that night. You know, she came home. She came home with some respectable scratch money, and it was cool. I never touched her. Okay, that was the first night she came home. Second night she went out. She made money. She came home. She went back out the third night. Now, the third night of her making money, see, that was like the signature on the contract. So that was all no holds barred time for me to lay the dick down. Because once it's established that you her man and she a woman and that she's gonna pay you and she down with it, then everything is cool. So she been out two nights making money, and the third night she came home. I said, okay, this is the night I'm gonna own. You know, I'm gonna lay the dick down. She came in. She went in the bathroom. I hear the bath water running. This is in the '80s. I forgot to tell everybody. This is a long time ago. This is in the '80s. Now she's in the bathroom. She's taking a long ass time. So I'm laying in the bed, I don't know, probably smoking weed or whatever I'm doing. So I get up because I want to know what's taking her so long. At that time, I had my bathroom door, the knob was a little bit broke so I could see through it and see in the bathroom. So I came to the bathroom door. I knocked on the door. I said, you all right, y'all? She said, yeah, I'm all right. I'm coming. I'll be out in a minute. Okay. I don't know what happened, but for some reason, I squatted down and I looked through the doorknob that was broke. I looked through the doorknob, and I could see in the bathroom. I could see her in the bathroom. She had one leg up on top of my toilet seat. The toilet seat was down. She had one leg on top of the toilet seat. And I peeked through the hole, and I'm looking through the hole, and I'm like, oh, shit. She had a syringe. She was shooting up. She was shooting dope in her, I don't know if it was in her inner thigh. I don't want to lie. Everybody know I don't lie. I don't know if she was shooting in her thigh. I don't know if she was shooting in her vagina. I don't know where. All I know, she had one leg up on the toilet seat. And I seen her with the needle. Oh, shit. Now, don't forget, this is the 80s. The 80s is when, like, AIDS came out in the 80s. That's when AIDS was big in the 80s, if people remember in the 80s. I was, like, instantly afraid. Because back then in the 80s, you know, the AIDS came from intravenous users and gay people. Or that's what we was told. So I went back in my room. I was like, oh, shit, this girl, she's a fucking heroin addict. She was young. She couldn't have been no more than 19 years old. She couldn't have been no more than 19, young, pretty, brown-skinned girl. If there's one thing I knew I wasn't going to touch her. That was out the door. Because the people who are on this line who are old enough to remember AIDS, they know what I'm talking about. AIDS made COVID look like a daycare center. Are you talking about now when somebody cough, you think they got COVID? Shit. Let somebody lose some weight. Let somebody hair get curly. Let somebody's skin get scaly. Shit, man. We was running from him like, that's AIDS. He got good hair. That's AIDS. He's skinny. He losing weight. Or that's AIDS. Look, he got a lint. Or also that lint. So anyway, she came back. She came out the bathroom. She came in the bed. I'm in the bed. She know tonight is the night we supposed to fuck. But trust me, ain't nothing going down. Not even with protection. People who know me, they know I'm scared of boils, scared of a cough. I'm scared of anything. I'm paranoid. So she get in the bed, you know what I mean? Now, I know she just shot up. So I'm laying in the bed, and she's feeling groovy. You know, and I start talking to her, and she start talking, and I start talking. I didn't tell her I saw her with the needle. So, you know, we talking and everything. I'm probably smoking weed or whatever. But anyway, some kind of way, I tell her, you know, I'm tired, whatever. I fall asleep. She fall asleep. Or she fell asleep first. I fall asleep. Maybe 2, 3, maybe 4 hours later, I wake up. Let's see somebody. Telling me. Oh, wait 1 second. Damn, I hate when this shit happens. Hold on, I'll be right back with the story. I gotta do something about this. Oh, 1 second. Because people missing the show, and they want me to call them. And every listener, everybody counts to me. So I apologize for this. But we got 2 hours, so we good. We good. Okay, this is terrible. This is bad. Okay. All right. We got somebody else on the line. All right, where was I at? So in the bathroom, the girl's shooting a needle. She's shooting a needle. I don't know if she's shooting a needle with her thigh. I don't know if she's shooting it in. Wait a minute. Okay, now you can hear. Now, okay. So she's shooting the needle. I peek in the bathroom. She's shooting a needle in her thigh or in her vagina. I don't know where she's. All I know, she's shooting dope. She's shooting up. So I peek through the peek hole. She's shooting up. I go in the bed. I lay in the bed. She come out the bathroom. She been with me 3 days. I haven't touched her. I didn't know she was shooting needles. She fall asleep in the bed. I fall asleep in the bed. Maybe 2 or 3 hours later, I feel something on my body. I wake up, but I'm wet. Like my whole body is wet. I feel my whole body is wet. But it don't feel like wet like somebody peed in the bed. It's not that kind of wet. It's a kind of wet I can't explain. But I'm wet from my shoulder to my ankles. I'm wet. Covers down. I pull my hand down. I touch it. I'm like, my whole hand is wet. I'm like, this chick peed this much in the bed? It can't be. I get up out the bed. I turn the light on. I pull the covers back, and my whole bed is full of blood. I never seen that much blood in my life. The blood was so high that it was a silhouette of my body print in the bed where the blood was at. Called her name, the blood was up to her. She's laying on her back. Okay, the blood is like, imagine she's laying on her back. The blood is like up to her, like halfway past her thighs. That's how much blood she's in. That's how much blood I was in. I call her name, yo. I'm like, yo. Because don't forget, I don't know if you've seen the Godfather movie when they cut the horse head off and put it in the bed with all the blood. I still don't know what's going on, where all the blood is coming from. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's her. I call her name. She get up. She look at all the blood. And she tell me, oh, no. I had a miscarriage. I said, yo, you was pregnant? She ran out my bedroom. She ran in the bathroom. I said, yo, I'm calling 911. She said, don't do that. I said, yo, you losing too much blood. I never seen, when she got out the bed, you know what a mattress looked like. It still was a puddle of blood in my bed, maybe like 2 inches high. I'm telling you the truth. The blood was about 2 inches high. That's how much she bled in my bed. I got blood all over me. She go to the bathroom. She closed the door. I said, yo, I'm calling 911. She tell me don't call. Fuck that. I'm calling 911. If my guest is on, I'll be with you 1 second. Give me 1 second, Miss Anonymous. I'll be with you 1 second. I get on the phone. She don't want me to call the ambulance. My bed is full of blood. I don't know what to do. Fuck it. I don't know. I call 911. I don't think it was 911 back then in the 80s. While I'm in my bedroom, I call the ambulance or somebody, the police or whatever, somebody I can't remember. When I come back, she's gone. She left out my back door. I'm like, oh, shit. Had a miscarriage in my bed and then ran and left out. I cleaned all the bed, all the blood off. It was. If you ever, I don't know if people, if you've seen blood clots, it was big clots of blood in my bed. I don't know if that was pieces of a baby. I don't know what it was. It was big, thick blood clots, like the size of an orange. Blood clots all in my bed, like. It was something I never seen before in my life. The next day, I don't hear from her. Days and days and days go by. I don't hear from her. Maybe like, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month later, I'm in a bar. I see a girl that I know that was used to work with her. I call the girl. I say, "Yo, have you seen Yana?" She like, "Jay Sean, what you mean?" I said, "Yo, have you seen Yana? I haven't seen her. She was at my house and she left. I haven't seen her. Jay Sean, you didn't hear?" I'm like, "No, what? I haven't seen her." She said, "Yana is dead." I said, "What?" She said, "Yeah, she dead. She hemorrhaged to death." Yeah, hemorrhage, bleed, hemorrhage. If you don't know what that means, that means you bleed to death. I was I don't even know the word to say it. I tried to call 911. I tried to call an ambulance. She didn't want me to. I don't even know. This might be the first time I ever told this story. Or the second, maybe. But when when a lot of people, people like to see me in the streets, and they be like, "Hey, Jake, that's the Patterson Pimp. That's Jay Sean. That's the Patterson Pimp. What's up, Pimp? What's up, Jay? What's up, Patterson Pimp? What's up, Jay?" and they want to talk about my glory days, and they want to talk about the days when I had all the ladies, and I had all the, gave all the go-go parties and the locked doors, and I had all the girls dancing for me, and I traveled, and I ate at expensive restaurants, and I drove nice cars, and I had a lot of money, and people want to talk about the glory days. They don't even know about the tragic side of pimping. They don't even know. But I lost some sound here. Wait, hold on. Wait 1 second. Chester, can everybody still hear me? Somebody text me if you can still hear me. Oh, 1 second. Okay, we back. That was scary right there. I thought the podcast cut me off. I thought I was too real for TV. I'm back. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody told me they got disconnected. Hold on 1 second. That was scary. I thought I was too real for TV, y'all. Hold on 1 second. Okay, everybody can hear me. Okay, I got to call one person back. Okay, yeah, I got to call one person, y'all. 1 second, give me a minute. I'm going to have to get somebody to start doing this for me. I can't do this myself all the time. Okay. Oh, yeah, there's somebody coughing. You're coughing. And you got that cough. All right. Anyway, listen. That was my story. I don't got time to tell another one. I was supposed to tell one good one and one sad one. That's the only time I got is to tell the sad one because my guest is here and we 19 minutes past the time. But anyway, I just wanted to say, so when people, and that's not even what my lifestyle, that's what drug dealers could tell you some sad shit, bank robbers, con men, scammers, everybody who live in the underground world could tell you something. I mean, not negative, tell you something that tragic that happened during their times in the street. And that was one of mine. Wasn't my fault. I had nothing to do with it. I just wanted to tell that story. So what we going to do, we're going to take a quick break. Everybody, appreciate you on the line. Cash App is available. Everybody know the Cash App. Everybody know I give it out anyway. $JASHONJ. You feel like making a donation to the show. If not, we just having a good time. I got a guest coming on after this quick break. Everybody stay tuned. It's a lovely, lovely young lady coming on to join the show. I'm not going to give her accolades right now. I'll wait until after this song, and I'll tell you more about her, and then we'll bring her in. But we got a lot more in store. I was kind of trying to remember this song I wanted to play. 1 second. It's a Barry White song. Somebody help me out. Is it Just the Way You Are? What's the Way You Are? Or is it Secret Gardens? Okay, let's hear Secret Gardens by Barry White. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back with my guests after this. Everybody stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. You here with Jay Sean, Mr. Fuck Love, the relationship guru, the sex coach. You know, you here on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. You know, I'm drinking. I got Tito's. I don't know if you drinking. I don't know if you smoking. I don't know what you doing. But you know what I mean? Get back. Sit back. Buckle up. We got a guest coming on, and we gonna turn this shit out. We gonna keep it going. This is what I do. Everybody know that. This is what I do. Let's get Secret Gardens out here, and see if I got time to twist something up. I don't know. Maybe I do. I'm gonna try to twist a little something up. I doubt it. Oh, Secret Gardens, Barry White. Is this it? I gotta get somebody to help me with this stuff. For real, I can't be doing it. I don't know where the hell Dre at. Dre's supposed to be helping me. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Tell a friend, tell a friend. We'll be right back after this song with Keep It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast.
I wanna realize, know your deep feelings. I wanna make it right for you, baby. Show me, and then let me. Oh.
Here in the garden,
Welcome back. That's the end of that. Oh, boy. Okay. My guest is on the line. Could you press 1 so I can know? Wait a minute. This is not the right number. Wait a minute. One second. Press 1, my guest, so I can bring you in. I don't know what your last 4 numbers is. Let's get this party started. I want to thank everybody who bear with me through all the technical difficulties and stuff. Okay, I see the number here. We call this person. One second. I got to call somebody in. People coming late to the party. Okay, they here. Okay, everybody, let me. Oh my God, I gotta call some. Hey, please, everybody, don't hang up, don't leave. I gotta call one more person in. I gotta figure out what I gotta do about this app. Because it's trying to charge everybody, and they don't think. I got to tell people, they got to let me know ahead of time if they want callbacks. I'll be right with you, guest. We'll be right with you. Okay. All right, we got them. Everybody should be on right now. Everybody, I'm controlling the boards. Okay, if you can't hear me, let me know. If not, everybody should be on right now. Hopefully. We got a guest coming through. She's been holding out for a minute. And I appreciate that. I'm kind of popular. Please don't, when I tell you stories of my life, everybody know I have told a lot of stories about my life. Don't hold that against me, please. It was a time in my life when I was lost, just like a lot of us have been lost. And different time. All right, they're not going to answer. They told me to call. They're not going to answer. Okay, that's it. We done with that. Okay. 6957, you hear?
Yes. Yes, I hear you.
Oh, you made it. I thought you was going to chicken out on me.
Of course not.
Okay, let me tell you, everybody. Th- this young lady right here, give me a minute. Let me give you a proper introduction. This is a young lady that I had the pleasure of meeting, I'll say 2 years ago. I'm sure everybody knows. Sometimes in your life you meet people. Say like if you married, or you in a dedicated relationship, or you just in a different time in your life, and you meet somebody and you say, man, damn, if I was like 20 years younger, or if we would have met 20 years ago, or if times would have been different, or just the situation would have been different, or the scenario would have been different, me and this person could have been cool. This is a young lady who we really don't know much about each other. She's familiar with the circle I ran in. I'm familiar with the circle she ran in. So you could say it's close, but not close. I wanted to get her on the show for so long, but I didn't have the courage or the guts to ask her because she is a person like myself who keeps it real. And you know that's what my show is about. We don't judge people. We just keep it real. And if you got an opinion, you know, you press one. You know, stand on business here. When I asked her to come on the show, I was like, yo, you come on the show? She said, yeah, I'm going to come on the show. I said, you need something? You want me to pay you to come on the show? She was like, Jay Sean, you know, don't play me like that.
Right, I'm good.
I'll come on the show.
Right,
and like, yo.
Part.
And she don't know what that meant to me right there, but she'll know later because I got people who came on my show before who I have gave donations to, and they never came back on the show again because they want donations or something like. So don't, when I ask for donations to the show, sometimes it's for the guests. It's not for me to drink or buy weed or nothing like that. It's for my guests. Or it's for my platform. It's for my flyers. But anyway, we're getting off topic. I talk to this lady on the regular. She don't really know me personally. Like I said, she know me, but she don't know me. I know her, but she don't. I don't know her. We dialogue. We build. We conversate. And we
right.
talk.
Right.
And
a lot.
And like I said, if another time, another place, another situation, another decade, another time, I believe we would have been real cool. She kind of remind me of my mother. Don't get it wrong when I say that. My mother was like a person, like my mother, like she say what she mean and she mean what she say.
Okay.
And when sometimes she said things and it might seem like she was being harsh or disrespectful or angry, but that just was my mother. That was her. That was my mother way of speaking. You get what you see. You see what you get, and that's how she is. So I said, yo, you need to come on my show because your her life situations and the way she lived and where she at right now and how, you know, and things she going through and the way she lived is good for just my podcast, a relationship podcast. So anyway, call her Miss Anonymous. We're not going to get into her name or nothing like that. But without any other further ado, I want to introduce everybody on the line to Miss Anonymous. Oh, and then before we start, let me tell you, she threatened me. She said, "Don't play me, Jay. So I got a big family, and you know what we do. So don't set me." I didn't know if that was a threat.
I'm usually good with holding my own. No problems. I'm usually good with holding my own. So when you sent me that text.
And said, don't set you up or don't play you. You know what I said?
What?
I said, I'm definitely going to give it to her tonight.
I
didn't say that. I'm just joking anyway,
so I could just imagine what.
Anyway, look, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Let's start off. I want to tell the listeners, how old are you?
45.
45 years old. Are you married, single?
I'm single.
45 years old, single. How many children?
One.
She's grown, right?
Yeah, she's 30 years old.
30 years old. Okay, so you live alone?
Yes.
And you single?
Yes, I'm single.
Why the hell are you single?
Oh, my God.
You live alone, you're 45 years old. You live alone. You got that sexy baby voice. Why are you single? Let me tell everybody. First of all, she ain't light skinned. She's dark skinned, brown, dark brown. She's got a nice body. She's pretty, very pretty. Because we got some topics about the light skin and the white chicks, like why everybody want light skin and white chicks. I don't know, but anyway, she's brown. She's dark brown. How tall are you?
5'4".
5'4"?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fellas, you heard that. 5'4". That's good height for a man. But anyway, she's 5'4". We ain't gonna get into all the other stuff, but she's single, 45. But listen, why are you single? For real? Why are you single?
Okay, I've been single for 3 years. I'm not used to being single, actually. I've always had someone. But I was in a relationship, and he cheated on me, I cheated on him, and when I cheated, he decided, well, when he caught me cheating, he decided he didn't want to work it out or be with me anymore.
Time out. 1 second. Who cheated first, him or you?
He did.
So he cheated on you and you caught him?
Yeah.
And then you cheated on him?
Right. I didn't actually catch him, but it was signs there. Like, I started going to his phone. Yeah, I started going to his phone. And, you know, I was seeing stuff. So it was like I was just taking all of that stuff in. And finally, I decided to cheat with a cornball, somebody that wasn't worth me cheating with. It wasn't worth it. But at the end of the day, I kind of accept my responsibility in it. Not kind of, I do, because I shouldn't have did it. I feel like if I wouldn't have did what I did, then we probably would still be together, because I accepted him for, I mean, we could have worked through his stuff, because I know he, even though he cheated, I know he really loved me, because he took care of me. He made sure I was good. He protected me. So at the end of the day, I feel like I kind of fucked up. So.
But look.
That's.
Nick, hold on. Excuse me. So he cheated on you. So you saying that you saying that you going cheating on him was a mistake on your part. So you should have worked through his cheating. You should have accepted it, I mean.
I feel like he had a lot of work to do because he was younger than me. So I feel like it would have worked. I feel like if I, yeah, that's kind of crazy to say, but yeah, I felt like in the end, I felt like we could have worked through all the issues we had when he was cheating if I wouldn't have cheated. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
I feel like I could have forgave him for, but my mentality, I'm not going to lie, my mentality was eventually like, okay, you cheating on me, so I'm going to go and I'm going to cheat on you. But the person that I cheated on him with wasn't worth me losing what I had, even though what
okay,
I had was not
bad. All right, let me ask you a question. When you say the person that you cheated on him with, so you cheated down instead of cheating up?
I cheated down. Yep.
Okay, but let's back up then. What about if you would have cheated up? Would you still feel the same way?
No. Absolutely not.
You would have felt justified?
Yep.
So when you say the person you cheated with wasn't worth it, what you mean? He had a small penis, or he was ugly, or he didn't have money like the guy had? What made you say you cheated down? What was down compared to the guy that you was with? The sex wasn't good.
He was a fucking loser, and he didn't treat me like
He was a fucking loser.
He didn't treat me like I deserved to be treated.
The sex good?
Amazing.
If it was amazing, then why you said it, you cheated? Why you said it wasn't worth it then?
It wasn't. Because that's not what it's all about.
So you telling me
it's about
the guy
caring,
you cheated with,
it's about the nurturing.
The guy you cheated with was the bomb in bed. But that's
mm-hmm.
all he was. But that's all he was.
That's all he was.
And you still feel bad that you, even though the dick was good, the dick was the bomb.
Amazing.
Put your head to bed, kept you orgasming and everything, back to back. Even though he slayed you, he beat the coochie down.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You still say it was amazing. You still say it wasn't worth it.
No,
you think I'm not, I'm making a joke, but I'm not joking. That's some real
I,
shit.
I'm
and I want people
honest.
Out there.
No, it wasn't
no.
worth it.
No, I want people to listen to what you're saying. You really saying some real shit right now. Because this female's probably on the line right now who cheated on somebody. But see, your mentality was strong enough to know, even though the guy you was cheating with had sex was amazing, you regretted doing it and cheating on your man, even though he cheated on you. Yo, hold up, man. I got to think about that for a minute. That's deep. I ain't going to lie. That's why I got her on the show. Because that's deep. Because you would the average woman would have said, I don't regret nothing. That dick was the bomb. Like, and he cheated on me, and I was good dick. You know what I'm saying? But you saying, even though you were getting good dick, it wasn't worth it.
No. Because that's all. You know what I'm saying? That's all. You need the nurturing, you need the caring, you need the I'm gonna be there for you no matter what. Like, and this guy didn't bring that to the table. He just brung dick. That's it. What the fuck? Nothing.
But somebody told me one time that a female will swim through a pool of shit to get to some good dick.
Nah.
So once
I
you got
the
So
what? Nurse,
so you?
The
so you
loving,
telling me
the
you
tell all
me
of
you
that?
You could have left the good dick
you
alone.
Fuck my mind. I want you to fuck my mind. I don't want you to, like, the mind is what I need. What people need, honestly, for me, I'm gonna just say for me, like, the mind is better than the pussy. What the fuck? You could play with your own motherfucking pussy and feel amazing.
Okay. You want to tell us how y'all was doing it?
Meaning?
Shit.
But,
yeah, I'm open. I'm trying to find out. What was it? Upside down. Was it on the floor, in the bathroom, on the kitchen table, in the car? In the park,
everywhere.
I mean, shit, you said it was
everywhere.
Fucking amazing.
Everywhere.
You said it was amazing,
everywhere.
Shit. It's
everywhere.
Here,
it's on the table, on the floor, in the bathroom, in the shower,
oh,
outside,
shit.
In the car, everywhere, at the park. Amazing.
Ain't that some shit? If anybody got a question for her, please press 1. Cause she stunned me in the first 5 minutes of this interview. I told y'all, it was because this shit got me fucked up right here. What you talking about? For real, this shit got me fucked up.
Broad daylight, how you want it? That's how he got it. Yeah,
you done went
like
for
that.
Revenge. You done went to cheat on your man for revenge and found super sperm, Superman, the best dick in the universe, and you saying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't. Nope. Absolutely not. And this man wasn't random. This man, I knew this man ever since my daughter was in kindergarten, and my daughter is 30 years old. So you do the math. He wasn't random. I knew him before I could even come off the porch. So what
you really saying is good dick only go but so far?
But so far.
I don't believe that.
I believe it because I lived it.
I believe that good dick had you going crazy. I believe you was fiending for it. I believe you wanted it all for yourself. I believe you enjoyed it, and I believe you loved it. And I believe you just saying that.
I loved it. Everything, yeah, but wanted it all for myself? Absolutely not. He was not even nowhere near the type of man that I destroyed my relationship. Like, he was nowhere near that man. Nowhere near.
So the the guy you was the one that cheated on you, he wasn't better than the guy you cheated with in bed.
Was the one that I cheated with better?
Yes.
That's what you just asked me?
Yes.
Yes, he was better. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell, he done fucked up a happy home.
Yeah, he was
another
better.
Big dick nigga fucks up a happy home.
I mean, they both had their thing, their ways. Like, okay, one could screw better and one could eat my pussy better. So it was just like one could eat pussy and one couldn't. So the one that was home could eat me out like it's nobody's business, and the other one could fuck my brains out like it's nobody's business. So, and I could honestly say that I had two men in my life, and I lived this lifestyle for at least 5 to 6 years. Without
5 years? Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Hold up. Time out, damn it. You just sat here and told my audience, my listeners, that you fucked this man and you regret and you shouldn't have did it. And you had a good man that took care of you and made love to your mind. You had all that, and you had another guy with a nice big dick that fucked your brains out, and you regret it, but you did it to him for 5 years. Come on, man.
That's what I just said.
The good dick, you kept fucking him.
Right, I did. For five years,
you had both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Do your coochie got a name? I got a name for it. Do you got a name for it?
What would your name be for it? Like what?
Hold on one second. Hold on. This on this. 9871, you live.
Hello.
Okay, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You got a comment or you want to say something to the guest?
Yeah, it's interesting tonight, and I just wanted to just make one little comment.
Go ahead. You got the floor. Wait, first of all, where you calling from? Where you from?
I'm calling from the Natty, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati? Okay. All right, Miss Cincinnati, what's your comment?
No, I just was, she said that she was going through this for 5 to 6 years.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I hate to inform you, but he was treating you exactly the way you deserve. Because first of all, you was cheating on your man. So you were the other woman. And the second thing is he did fuck your brain. Because you don't do that for 5 to 6 years and not realize what you're doing. That's all I wanted to just make a comment. But I love the show. Thank you so much. And I miss Jay Sean. I miss you all this time. So just welcome back. All right?
Well, thanks.
And y'all have a happy new year. All right?
All right. Thank you. Thank
bye-bye.
You. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Did I say...
No, Miss Anonymous, you get to say what you want to say. What you want to say?
Okay, can I talk? Is it, like, because I was
yeah, you got
to
the
something.
Floor. Go ahead.
I don't think that I said I didn't realize what I was doing. Did I say that? I regretted it, like, but yeah, it took, it, at the in the end, which the end was very long. Maybe I should have made that clear. The end was very long. It didn't end right away. It did take a long time to end. But when it did end and you come to reality when it ended, yes, I realized in the end that it wasn't worth it. But are these two
men still... Yeah, but you're talking about 5 years. You talk about 5 years.
Okay, so...
I mean, how much dick did you get?
How much dick did you give you in five years?
I'm not trying to come at you. I'm just saying it sounds kind of, you know, it don't sound right.
Why doesn't it sound right? You don't know people.
I never had good dick. I never had good dick for 5 years, so it sounds kind of funny, you know.
Oh well, but did you not hear me say that the man that I cheated with, I knew him ever since my daughter was in kindergarten, and my daughter is 30 years old, so he wasn't a newcomer. He been around.
I don't know what that means.
Like, he been around.
Anyway.
So actually, the one that I cheated was here first. He was never in a relationship, but he was here first.
No, listen. Check this out.
Even though this might sound a little
complicated. I understand what you're saying. It's nobody saying nothing bad. I understand what you're saying. I see how you could get caught up in shit like that.
Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that my situation is like a good situation. I know that the situation that I was in was not good at all. I get that. Would I ever be in a situation like that again? Absolutely not. But it actually was my life. So, I mean, I'm not going to hide from it. I'm not going to be embarrassed about it. I'm not going to be none of that. It is what it is. I was in love, because I'm going to say this. Yeah, the good dick, I fell in love with him too. So I was in love with two men, too. Yeah, at the same time, that part. And I know I'm not the only one. So, and if I was the only one, I still wouldn't care, because it's just my life. That's where I was in my life. That's where I was.
Yo, you hold on one second. Hold on. You got people blowing up my line. Hold on one second. Wait a minute. Hold on one second. 8555. You 8555. You lies.
Peace.
I
got a question for the young lady.
Okay.
My question is, how long was it before your man found out this was going on? Did you hear me?
Miss Anonymous,
I'm thinking. Like the beginning of the... Okay, so towards the fifth year. That's why I said it went on for 5 years.
So you saying he didn't know nothing for 5 years, you saying? He didn't know anything was going on with you for 5 years, that's what you're saying?
Well, he didn't show no... Well, okay, so when everything hit the fan, he did say that he knew something was different because I was acting different. He just wanted to see it for himself. He just wanted to catch it.
Okay. So another question.
He never showed any signs he knew. He never showed any signs that he knew until things hit the fan. That's that's when he came out and was like, okay, I knew it. You was acting different. You show signs of, that's when he brung it up. Before then, no, he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. Oh. So when I was doing, when the things was coming up, when I was doing things different, he would just allow me to make these excuses that he wasn't hearing before. You understand? I'm out with my cousin.
Yeah, so the lies. But so was this somebody, so you emphasize that the guy that had you hypnotized, he was around. So your man hadn't seen him around prior to that. Has he seen him around?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm asking, did he see him around? Did he kind of know him? Was he speaking to him, giving him dabs and stuff like that?
They didn't know nothing about, they didn't know each other at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they didn't know each other at all. To this day, they still don't know each other. I'm still cool with both of them.
Oh, okay.
In the same room.
Yeah.
They came to blows with each other, my man tried to actually literally kill the one that I was cheating with. That's when things came to blow. He tried to kill him. And to this day, them two could be in the same room and they still don't know who each other are.
So well, how you try to kill him if you don't know who he is?
Because the day that he tried to kill him, he wasn't even looking. Listen, I don't even know. Because I was even wondering, how they don't know who each other are. But they have been in the same place and don't know who each other is. That's crazy, but yeah.
Okay.
Don't know who each other. If I have them two standing next to each other, they still won't know who each other is.
Oh, okay.
And how I know that is because that happened already. Like, they actually been in the same place and didn't know, okay, that was the guy that you was trying to choke to death.
Yo,
hold up. Go ahead. You got another question for us, y'all? I mean, it's just the 5 year thing that, that's like a full blown relationship. That's past an affair.
Right. That's why I said I was actually, you might as well say, I might as well say that I was actually in a relationship with two men for 5 years.
Right.
Mhm. Very confused, I'm not gonna say naive, but very confused, very don't know who I wanna be with, my family, you need to pick somebody, and I'm just like, no. But in all reality, I knew who the right one was. You know what I mean?
I knew who
the right one was.
Yeah.
The main guy was the first guy.
Right.
Right. But I just couldn't make the decision. And it all blew up in my face. And I regret it to this day.
But why?
I mean, it's definitely a story.
Only had good dick.
Say what?
Couldn't you make a decision? You just told us that one only had good sex.
But then I came out and said I was actually in love with both of them.
Well, good dick.
I did say that.
You was in love with good dick.
Right. I did catch feelings for good dick. Yeah, I did.
I want to make a statement because this happens more often than not, but a lot of times it happens with guys, and women have like a hard time understanding, you know, that you can love somebody and cheat on them. And the other thing is, Did you feel like, okay, you got the best of both worlds? You got, like, the perfect man, but you got two men.
The crazy part about it is I was not thinking at all. When I say I was not thinking at all, I was not thinking. I was just going and going and going and going. My family was the ones who was like, do you realize what you're doing? And I didn't realize it. Honestly, I was so and just caught the fuck up. I really was. I was caught the fuck up. I really didn't, oh, I'm okay, I'm good, I'll handle it. This was me. Until it blew in my face.
Okay, so now I got one more question. But now with the second cat, who decided to end it with, between you two?
Oh my God. Well, you know, the first cat left me, right?
Right.
Second cat never left.
Good dick. Good dick never left.
Yeah, so that means to this day he's still around.
He's still around.
Right. Right.
So y'all still sex buddies.
Right.
Pretty much. Okay. All right. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all my questions. I'm good.
Okay. Oh, hold on. We're going to come back to you, Sha. Stay with us. 4785, you live.
Hi. Good afternoon. I'm sorry. Good evening.
What's up?
You got a very nice, yes. How you doing? You have a very nice interview. I like my brother said, I like your, you have a beautiful voice and very charismatic on the phone.
Thank you.
Your story is very, it happens to a lot of women. And, you know, you shouldn't feel no type of way about it. I do like the way you come out and you're very honest about the things that happened to you. But you did say earlier that
it's not
you did say earlier that he caught you cheating, right? Okay, so if he caught you cheating, then he should know who the guy is, right?
I would think so, yeah. I would think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Did he catch you in person or he caught you like on the sidelines as far as the phone or?
No, it was in person. It was in person. I'm thinking maybe he was so enraged that because my man, I never seen that side of him. I thought he was a punk. I ain't even going to lie. After that, I'm telling you, it turned out so bad. Like, I swear. And that was my baby regardless, but I was just like, what the fuck? He came in my... He broke in my house, and that's how I got caught. He broke in my house, like, and the the second guy was in my house, and he just choked him, and I had to talk him out of choking him, because the other guy was just gasping, and I had to talk him down. So I don't even think that he literally looked at him because of all the chaos. So I was, that's what I'm coming up with, because like I said, they was actually in the same place and still didn't know who each other was. Neither one of them.
And the second thing I would like to ask you is about if he cheated on you and you did find out, obviously you forgave him and stayed in a relationship, right?
I forgave him so many times.
So now why wouldn't he forgive you or move on and make it a better situation once he found out about you?
That's the question that I ask him all the time. Because I still talk to him as well to this day. I talk to both of them to this day. They both still in my life. We're not like we was. But they both still in my life. And
yes, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
He cannot give me really an answer. I mean,
that's great. Yeah, that's a great answer.
My oldest sister, I talked to a lot about what, you know what I'm saying? She was there through the whole thing. And basically, she just told me, like, a man is different when a woman cheats on a man. They look at it different. And I was just like, I don't understand that, because I feel like if you did it to me and I forgave you, then I feel like you could forgive me if you really love me. So now I feel like you don't really love me, because you didn't really love me like you say, because in the end of the day, we could have worked through this. Our relationship was extremely strong. I mean,
okay,
I would have never left him. Never.
Okay, and then you said that you haven't been in a relationship in 3 years, right?
It's been 3 years since me and
but you really are, because you still see both of them. That's still a type of relationship, right? What is the friends with benefits, or it's really a relationship?
I don't know. I never paid attention to that part. Mm-mm. It's not a relationship.
Yeah, but,
I'm used to, so I wouldn't consider it a relationship. It's just friendship now to me.
Yeah. I'm just going to say this, and then I'm going to give the show back to my brother. I think that, you know, nobody should judge anybody in the time that we live in now, because relationships are not normal as maybe we looked at them before. You know, anything could go. It's what the person accepts. But I think that the one that you really care about, I think it's never going to be the way it was, because men don't forgive.
Right.
And the one you said that you like the sex and you're with him, I think it's always just going to be that. And that's okay, because we do need good sex in our life, but I think that the way you sound, and I don't know how you look or whatever, which don't matter, I think you just deserve to, you know, really find out what you want and go for someone that's going to benefit the things that you want in life. Because you already know, you had it already with the first guy. So I think you should pursue that. So I'm going to give the show back to my brother. But it was like
so wait a minute,
Thank you.
Were you trying to say are you trying to say big dick matter?
That's not what she said.
Well, big dick matter to her from the one she was getting it from. But I'm saying no matter how good or big dick was, she still wanted to be taken care of as a lady. She thinks she's worthy. So, I mean, no matter what kind of he's swinging to her, she still want to be felt like a lady and be worthy. So if she's not getting that from the one that's swinging the dick, it don't really matter because a woman is a type of person we want to be taken care of and we want to be needed.
Right.
That's just our makeup.
Right.
No, you said every woman wants good dick.
Really?
Yes. Why? Who wants a lousy dick? And don't get me wrong, sometimes lousy dick is good if you ain't getting none at all. But I'm saying everybody wants good dick.
The main man, his dick was good too. I was pregnant by him twice.
Yeah, but you know, dick goes a long way. But when at the end of the day, you want something else. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you're not gonna be able to get dick if something happened. So it's always good to have something else to go with it, like she had with the other guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes a guy might not be used anymore, or something might happen to the girl, so she can't have sex no more. So what do you have? What are you going to have?
Right.
She's
48 now, but what happens when she get older? What happens when you get older?
It sounds like both of y'all coochies is beat up.
What?
Coochie can never get beat up. I already told you that early. Pussy don't never die. It might get warped or it might get out of shape, but it don't never die. It will revive itself.
My coochie will never be beat up. It never.
Yeah.
I preserve it as much as I, and I don't give a fuck if I was given a tube in. I'll preserve it as much as I could. You bugging.
That's my sister. It sound like she talking from a beat up coochie perspective.
No, it don't.
Yeah.
It sounds like she's talking from.
Hey, look, every woman likes her pussy beat up, but that don't mean a cook.
She's talking like a woman that understands perspective, not a coochie beat up perspective. You got the game.
And look, a pussy that's beat up is a pussy that you let a lot of people handle it in the wrong way. But if a guy is putting it to you and giving it to you and beating it up, he's being careful with it because he cares about you. See, it's different being beat up and nobody don't care about it. But when it's being beat up and it's being taken care of, then you're in a good place.
Right, and let's just make this clear. I will never let nobody beat it up. That's just not going to happen. You're not going to do what you want to do with me. I'm call the shots. I do what I want to do, and you're going to do what I want you to do, period. Like, nobody's going to do what they want to do with me. No, I'm the one that I wanted this. I wanted this. Nobody made me do this. I wanted this.
Okay.
That's right. That's why he asked you what the pussy name was, but you didn't tell him, right? Because you can't tell people your pussy name.
I still want to know. That's why you got to keep it a secret. I still want to know. What name did you have anyway? I'm glad you brought that up because I almost forgot about that because the conversation got so good. Like, what name did you have for me?
Hold on. Don't play with me. Hold on. If anybody got any questions for Miss Anonymous, you gotta press 1. It's been Miss Anonymous. I ain't even touched none of the stuff I really wanted to, and I kind of knew this was gonna happen. Shy, you got any more comments or statements? Hello? Shy, you still here? Okay, he must be gone.
What are you
I'm eating hot meat.
Yeah, where you got him from?
Where
you got him from?
I'm hungry as hell. I got him from
a bodega.
I got him from a bodega.
Bye. Let me make you wings and show you what hot wings are about. Bodega.
We had some people present one, but I don't see it now. We had some people that wanted, we had a couple of people wanted to talk to you. They must have got tired of waiting. But look, yo, you got a very interesting story. And to be honest, we didn't even tip the iceberg. We didn't really go nowhere. We just started on one thing, and that was it. We never even went nowhere with it. Crazy. But that goes to show you that, and I think we was talking about this earlier, whenever you're not afraid, whenever you're not afraid to keep it real with yourself and with others, it's nothing but positivity to come from that. If it feels like it's negative, it's still not, because it's your truth.
Right.
It's a
I
lot.
Cannot.
Like my sister came out here. It's a lot of other females that can relate to your story.
And I'm sure. That's why I said, like, okay, I know I'm not the only one, but at the same time, I'm not worried about anybody else or me being, like, not the only one. I just know what I went through, and I need to keep it real with myself and know the in, the out, the do's, the don'ts, what you did, what you shouldn't have did. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I came to that realization. I had to. I had to come to that because if not,
no, you're right.
You're
100% right. But anyway, real quick, let's move on from that real quick before I let you go. Where you at in life right now? What are you looking for right now? Is love real?
Love is definitely real. Love is definitely real. And I didn't believe that until I met and been with the guy that I cheated on. This is where I learned love. I learned love with him. It's amazing. It's crazy. It make you do weird things. It just make you. I don't even think I want to be the. No. I don't think I want to feel like that. No time soon.
5 years on, 5 years off. 5 years on, 5 years off.
3 years.
You got to think about it. You took care of two men for 5 years. I say
no,
you a bad mother.
What do you mean I took care of?
You messed with two men for 5 years.
Oh, because I was thinking take care of. Like.
Oh, no, not fight. Not fight.
See, I'm
like
talking about, I'm thinking about the nurture part. The other one didn't get nurtured. The one that took care of me, I took care of him. I nurtured him as well. And I didn't never even know how to nurture a man. He taught me how to do that.
Wow.
Love him for that, because I didn't even know I had that in me. Yeah. I didn't give a fuck about niggas. I didn't give a fuck. Like, you're going to do for me, and that's it. That was my mindset. But when I met that man, oh, my God. I saw a side of myself that I never even thought I had. And I thank
but
him
you,
for that.
But you cheated on him.
Yeah, I did. It was had to be like, yeah, I did. I folded because it was a lot. I mean, I was finding things, I was seeing things, and then my mother got sick, and when my mother got sick, and then this one came along, and he was there for me more than the one that I was sleeping next to every night. I mean, yeah, I felt victim. I did. Yep. I felt victim.
Well, you know what? I believe you wholeheartedly. I believe you really fell a victim. I believe that you a good person. I believe that you a good woman, a good mother. I believe that you are 100% good. And
oh
you just got.
Thank
see,
you.
I'm not going to say you got caught up, because I believe you knew what you was doing. I believe that you had a good man. He cheated on you. You wound up cheating on him. The other guy had good sex. And I believe you just said, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna run this long as I can run this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, without feeling any inside grief or larceny in your heart, you didn't really have to.
I didn't feel anything. I didn't look at it. I was just in it. I didn't see it. I was just in it. You don't see it. You just in it. You just going and going and going. You don't see it until shit hit the fan. That's when you see it. And you like, oh, my God. Everybody was right. Everybody was right. You fucked up, and you need to get your shit together. Yeah.
Okay, look, I want to ask you one question, then I got to take a break, and then I got to come back before we close out the show, because I don't think I'm going to go more than 2 hours tonight. Kind of tired.
Bodega wings.
Yeah, the wings got me tired, and the liquor, and everything else I'm doing.
What is everything else you're supposed to be?
Let me see. What's the question? I had the question. Do you think, with all that going on with the two guys, right? Do you think you could have fit another guy? And that thing you had going on, do you think you could have did with three guys for 5 years?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
And
absolutely
one more
not.
One more question. One more question. This is personal. You don't got to answer this.
What the fuck? I was
this
I was
one
so
more question. You don't got to answer this one if you don't want to. Was it ever times when you had to have sex with one guy and then have sex with the other guy and the same day or the day after day, one day and then the next day? You could pass on that if you want.
No, I'm not going to pass on that. Okay. This may sound crazy, but when I started with the other guy, me and my main man, the sexual part, it died down a lot. I didn't even want to really have sex anymore. That's what really honestly started him to be like, okay, you fucking with somebody else, because our sexual relationship was not like it used to be. I couldn't handle them because me and the second guy was having sex so much, so crazy, that I couldn't perform for my man.
Okay. That's
when I say it was the second guy was every chance I got, the second guy was chance that I got. It was like an addiction. It was like a drug. It was like a, you need to go to fucking AAA. That's how it was. It was crazy. And I couldn't perform at home. But my man,
all right, stop telling us good men that. We don't want to hear that no more. We don't want to hear that the good dick had you going crazy. Us good men on the line, we don't want to hear that no more, because we're going to think about all our women.
I mean, you want to hear my story?
We're going to think about our women right now like they doing what you did. You ran into some good dick and you couldn't let it go. And we don't want to, none of us good men on the line, we don't want to hear that no more. But look, we're going to take one more break.
I'm sure that y'all good men been in a situation like this. Trust me.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with any final any questions or thoughts from Miss Anonymous or me. We're going to close out the show. We're going to take a very quick. If anybody got any questions or comments, you want to speak to Miss Anonymous, you have to press 1. Anything you want to say, press 1. So we're going to play one more song, and then we'll be right back with the closing statements. For Miss Anonymous on the Keeping It Real with Jay Shaw online radio podcast.
I said, I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
She's back. little bitch, he loved me. Settle, take a hold of me, settle.
Now you try, bitch. He could use a revamp with a new vibe, sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time bitch. You ain't no white win. Damn that, like you turn on the two-time thing. I'm a two-time bitch. I'm a two-time bitch. I'm a two-time
bitch. Yeah, welcome back. It's almost 10 o'clock. Sometimes we go to 11, sometimes we go to 12. But why I came on is because at 10 o'clock, we lose the people that's online. We lose all the people that's online. Everybody that's on the phone lines, they still here. But we lose everybody. Sometimes, okay, sometimes we lose the people that's on the online, we do this. If anybody got any more comments or statements, you have to press one. If not, we're going to let Miss Anonymous go. Hopefully, she stay a friend to the show. You got an amazing story. It's one of perseverance and honesty, redemption, love, and mistakes, but corrected mistakes. All right. At this time, Mr. Anonymous.
Yes.
I mean, I got to keep it real. That's what we do here. You turned out to be everything, and you turned out to be everything and more than I thought you was going to be. Excuse me. You really, keep it real. And that's all I ask for on this show. Is that you, or that people, you really kept it real. Like you said, your story is a lot of people's story. And we got people on the line who've been listening since the beginning. And on this show, we don't judge people or we don't do nothing because it's people who living in the same situation. It's people living like that right now.
Yeah.
Is the grass greener on the other side of the fence?
Absolutely not.
Does sex keep somebody happy?
Absolutely not.
Is a good man a good man? Should we take the 80-20 rule? The 80-20 rule is 80% of the time he keep you happy, but 20% of the time he don't. Should we leave him? Should we cheat on him? Because 20% of the time he don't. Or should we just be happy with the 80%? Should we think of it as a woman who has to keep her options open? And if her man cheating on her, yo, shit, I'm going to cheat on you. They say a poor rat is a rat who only got one hole. That's a poor rat. We didn't get a chance to get into the topics. We'll deal with that next week. shit. I feel like we need Miss Anonymous back next week, but I have to wait till we get all the emails and the texts and the phone calls and give me more feedback, and then I'll let you know what happened. Okay, before we close out, Miss Anonymous, if anything you want to say to the people who've been listening, men, women, children, I doubt if we have any children. If anything you want to say to clarify something that people, you think people might have misunderstood, or to clarify something, or it's just anything you just want to say before we close out.
I do have something to say. I appreciate the feedback that people gave me, because I know it's not easy to hear, like, coming from a woman. Like, even though everybody know that women, men go through it, but I'm not going to say it's rare, but, you know, sometimes men think that they're the only ones that go through the things that they go through. So I just appreciate, like, the feedback that I got from it. Like, whether I felt some type of way about the feedback or whether I didn't. Negative or positive, I just appreciate it, because I know it's not easy to tell my story. It's not, but it's really my truth. And me getting it out and me talking about it, it makes me feel better. So thank you for having me.
Yo, you been real. You been more than real. I don't know where to start. We still got a lot of people on the line. They probably listening, but we closing out tonight. I'm taking it down. I'm taking it down. I'm tired. I'm drinking, smoking, eating. I'm tired.
You need to do something to this.
What?
I said maybe you could do a part two to this.
Yeah, part two. I hope you had fun.
I did.
And I'm telling you now, don't nobody text me after this and email me and call me, ask me, who is that? She sound like you know her with this and that and this and that. We're not playing them games. I'm telling everybody right now, I'm telling you, don't ask me who that was. Don't ask me no fucking questions, because I'm telling you, I'm not telling you nothing.
Let me tell you something as well. I never talked about this on this type of platform, and I swear this was so therapeutic, and I really appreciate, like, you asking me to come on. I never even thought to do this. Oh my God, this was amazing.
I only been telling you for about a year.
I know, and I'm glad that I finally did it, because wow, this was amazing. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it,
did
and
you,
I will definitely.
Did you hear the story? Did you hear the story I told in the beginning?
Yes. And I had a lot of opinions.
That's therapeutic. That's therapeutic for me.
I'm sure.
That weigh heavy on my heart, and it's a monkey on my back forever. That and a lot of other things. So
wow.
Once again, if we don't have nobody else want to press one. We're going to close out the show. Don't forget, hopefully we can have Miss Anonymous back next week, because we never left that subject. I didn't get into nothing else I wanted to talk about, but that's good. That's good conversation. That's good dialogue. That's good journalism. I'm a good interviewer, but with somebody like her, she make an interviewer look good, because I'm sure everybody been entertained. and stuff like that and whatever. For the people still on the line, thank you for all the support. And
thank you, everybody.
No, thank you, thank you. You did very good. You did very good.
You kept it real.
You kept it respectful. You hold your composure. You knocked it out the park. You was all around good, all around perfect. Perfect interview.
Thank you.
I appreciate that a lot.
Thank you.
We'll be back here next Friday at 8 o'clock, same time, same phone number. Like I said, people know my Cash App. We accept donations if you feel it in your heart. If not, we still feel it. We're going to keep moving on and doing our thing to make sure we provide good dialogue for the show. And that's it. All I can say is, Miss Anonymous, thank you for coming through. We'll talk more. People already texting me, asking me how I know you. And people close to me asking me how I know you and stuff like that. That's none of their business. This is a podcast. This is a podcast. This is what I do every Friday for 3 years. This is a podcast. It don't matter how I know her, where I know her from, how long I knew her. None of that don't matter. Only thing that matters is that every week y'all know I come here and I give it my best. You know what I mean? I do the best to entertain you. And all I ask from everybody is tell somebody else about the show. If everybody that's listening right now, tell one person about the show. That's all I want. Fuck donations. Everybody tell one person. Tell more. But if you tell one person, like, yo, I know it's a banging show every Friday night. You know, Jay Sean got the Keeping It Real podcast. You got to listen to this show. All you got to do is have a phone. And if you can't get through, I'll call you. Because this show is for people, I believe, 35 to 80. We have had people on this show 78 years old. I got two listeners said they were 78 years old. And people in their 60s and 50s. So this is a dope podcast, educated podcast. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to get into none of the topics. We'll dive into the topics next week. Maybe we get Miss Anonymous to come by for part two. And if not,
yes.
You know, we just keep
part
moving
two.
On.
Let's do it. Part two, let's do it.
But that's what I tell you. Like, I tell people about the show, and I tell people, and then when they finally come on, they be like, man, that shit was good. It was really therapeutic or it was really good. Like, I really enjoyed your show. I'd be like, yo, I've been telling you for 9, 10 months.
I still want to my pussy, though, but we gonna leave that alone. Yeah.
Your pussy what?
I said I still wanted to know the name that you had for my pussy, but we gonna leave that alone.
Turnpike.
What?
Turnpike? I'm going to call your vagina turnpike.
Why would you call it that?
You got to pay to get on and pay to get off.
Oh, my gosh.
I gave it to you. You wanted it. We gonna call your vagina turnpike. All right, we're gonna call it Turnpike.
Absolutely not. That sounds like a hot mess. Sound like a hot mess. I'm not fucking with shit.
Somebody texted me and said, "What did I say?" I said Turnpike. Her vagina's name is Turnpike because you got to pay to get on and pay to get off.
I can't. What the fuck?
Yo, we get ready to get out of here. Yo, listen, you've been beautiful. Everybody tune in. Please tell a friend to tune in next week, next Friday at 8 o'clock at 563-999-3718. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Yo, so MLK birthday is Monday. The white people gave this to us as a holiday, but they want to tell you sometime they won't pay you for it. You could take the day off, but they won't pay you. Take the day off Monday. You know what I'm saying? Don't go to work on Monday. It's Martin Luther King's birthday. Martin Luther King did a lot for us. You know what
yes.
I mean? If I'm a black person, my sister never worked on Martin Luther King's birthday. Ever since they made it her day, my sister will not work on Martin Luther King's birthday. I respect it for that. And I will not either. I won't work on my birthday or Martin Luther King's birthday. And everybody should take heed to that. Don't work on Monday. That's Martin Luther King's birthday. He died trying to get us freedom and justice and equality in this devil civilization.
Right.
And we owe him that much. So with that being said, everybody have a good night. Let me make sure nobody else ain't on the lines pressing one. Nobody on the lines. Okay, we signing out. All these phone numbers up here, just listening, and that's cool. Love is love. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. Miss Anonymous, I'll be in touch with you. It's my number one show probably. Well, January just started, but I said it's the number one show this year, but it only been two shows this year.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Come back next week and tell us. I got a bunch of other questions to ask you, a bunch of other things. We didn't even scratch the surface with you yet. You know what
I mean? Sure.
And we'll try to find a couple of agencies or places that could rejuvenate your vagina.
And, what? Your vagina does not need to be rejuvenated. It's good.
We're gonna
it's
try
good.
To find a couple of places to rejuvenate your vagina.
It's
you know, we
amazing.
Know
it's still amazing. It's still amazing.
It had a lot of wear and tear on it for 5 years.
Nah, it's still good. It's still good.
Okay. We take that.
Yeah, it's still good. It's still good. Don't play with me. It's still good. I wouldn't even lie about that. It's still good.
Yo, with that we're gonna leave it right there with that. We're gonna leave it with that statement right there that it's still good. Miss Anonymous says it's still good.
You would walk to the door and I wouldn't say hi. I would walk out the door and say bye bye.
Don't have a good
funny that I never thought about it that way.
I want to thank Miss Anonymous. I want to thank my sister. I want to thank Chad.
And I was living in my own world thinking I'm a good lady.
The other callers, I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank the people online. Thought about making a donation. I want to thank you too. I want to thank everybody. I come on here, I give it my all, my blood, sweat, and tears. You know what I mean? It's just pray for help. I want to pray for all the sick people. My daughter just had a small bladder removed in this place. Mild, we can't forget Mild.
I wasn't better, had to take a close off.
You
want
to pray for Miles and get better.
When it was time for
yo, you got to tune in to all Pete Game every Saturday at 8 o'clock on YouTube.
I never told you I think you're a
heart.
It's funny how I never thought about that way. Never knew the things that I did not say.
If you're looking for love,
you were lonely and you were hungry.
I hope you
and
find
love. And I'm a broken world thinking I'm a broken lady. Hey, hey.
It's love out there for everybody. Everybody deserves somebody. Somebody in this world for everybody. It's not hard to be true. It's not hard to be faithful. It's not hard to be just true to one person. Anybody can speak is easy. But try some hard. Try being true to one person. Try standing up for one person.
You let me on.
Try letting the world know. This one person you only got eyes for them, and they just told me there's nothing else bad in the world but this person. I tell women, I see like, yo, you know, the only thing I want in this world, the only thing in this world is I want is a pussy I can call my own. That's it.
Hey, you let me on and kept me going.
Yo, good night. Be out of here. See you next time.